Mexican town cancels spring fair due to cartel violence. By Cartel Chronicles on March 1, 2023. The raging cartel violence in the state of Zacatecas pushed a mayor to cancel his town's spring fair this week. Jerez Mayor José Humberto Salazar made the announcement because he could not guarantee safety during his town's annual spring fair. In a short video shared on social media, Salazar apologized to businesses who rely on the event. Hashtag Ahora. Informa el alcalde José Humberto Salazar. La cancelación de la hashtag Feria de la Primavera 2023 en hashtag Jerez. Hashtag Zacatecas debido a que no existen las condiciones de seguridad para realizarla. pic.twitter.com/5michelveon. Adela Mija, at Adela _ Mija, February 27, 2023. The fair's cancellation comes at a time when the state of Zacatecas continues to see a rising level of cartel violence. Last week, gunmen set blockades in the city of Fresnillo, where they also carjacked at gunpoint before torching the vehicles. Hey tensión en hashtag Zacatecas. Células criminales han robado y calcinado autos en carteras. Hey bloqueos, además, en Fresnillo, Calera, Valparaiso, Rio Frío, Plateros. Tengan mucho cuidado. Hashtag Ahoramas con at Yuri Illustrate 8 pic.twitter.com/HBJQZCSDZS. Ahoramas, at Ahoramas Official, February 19, 2023. Most of the violence in Zacatecas is attributed to a turf war between Cartel Jalisco New Generation and independent organizations allied with the Sinaloa Cartel. As a result, CJNG has been accused of targeting and killing innocents as a way to dominate with terror tactics. Zacatecas is one of the top 10 deadliest states in Mexico, according to statistics from the National Security System of the Executive Secretariat. Additionally, of Mexico's more than 400 reported killings of police officers, more than 60 took place in Zacatecas, making it the deadliest state for law enforcement, Mexico's Causa Común NGO reported. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by C.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas.